Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes. We're a little behind. We're on Yud Chesem and Beis. First, what? Yeah. First, today's shiur is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, sponsored by the Dazzle family, and Binyamin Ben Mordechai, sponsored by the Silver family. Shamas Chevaliath. Okay, I'm not going to kid you. Daf Yud Tes is very, very difficult. Amud Aleph is really challenging. Yud Chesem and Beis also. So here we go. We'll just read the mission again. Shnei Achim, two brothers. Umeis Echad Mehem. One of them died. V'yabeim Hasheni Es Eishes Achiv. Shane, the second brother, we'll call him Shimon. Shimon marries Reuven's wife. Let's call her Sarah. V'achar Kach. And after that, Noled Lohem Ach. A brother is born. Levi's born. Umeis. And now Shimon dies. Right? So her Rishona, which is Sarah, Yatza Mishum Eish Ezachav Shalaya Balamo, she goes out, no Yibam, because her husband Reuven was never alive when Yalevi was alive. Vashnia and Shimon's wife, Mishum Tsarasa. She's a Tsara of Sarah.
Why does he make a point to add that Shimon also mace below body?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Because there's no other way
there's
that...
There's no reason why he would be...
Exactly. It has to happen. The truth is, the Gemara is going to ask your question. The Gemara is going to ask your question later. Today. Asaba Maimer. Let's say Shimon did Maimer on Reuven's wife, Umeis, and now he died. So Hashnia, Shimon's wife... is Choletza as V'lo Misya B'emes. She has to get Chalitza. Why does she have to get Chalitza? Why?
That was his question. He has Zika to the other.
Because he has a Zika to the other one.
Right.
So maybe Shimon really had two wives. And maybe Rivka's a Tzara of somebody who Levi can't marry. Maybe. We don't know. Because we don't know what Maimer is. Reb Shimon Omer, which is reading the mission again. Reb Shimon Omer, Miyabim Le'ezim Em Shiyirtza. You can marry either one you want. Or you do chalitza on either one you want. Why? Why? What? Why not? What happened? Because when Levi was born, Levi saw that his brother Shimon is happily married to two women. What's the difference that one of them once upon a time was once married to his other brother, who he never saw? So what? When he's born, the behetza married. Nothing wrong with that marriage. Why should the fact that she was once upon a time married to Reuven prevent Yibam? Why? That's from Shimon Shita. Okay? Now, Amar Reb Oshia. Reb Oshia says, Chaluk Hayi Reb Shimon Af Berishona. Reb Shimon even argues in the Resha of the Mishnah. What does that mean? If everybody remembers, about 2 weeks ago, we mentioned this, Reb Oshia, and we asked... Remember we asked the question that the Mishnah had no machlokeses? We said that the first Mishnah of the Masechta didn't have any machlokes. And we said, what about Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon argues on a case of Lola Olam. And we answered, yeah, that's only according to Reb Oshia. Reb Oshia is going to be disproved. So this is the Reb Oshia, who will be disproved later today. Reb Oshia says like this, that... Reb Shimon argues even in the first case of the Mishnah. What's the first case of the Mishnah? Right? The first case is Levi's born after Reuven dies, but before Shimon does anything. Okay? Reb Oshia says, even in that case, Reb Shimon agrees that it's not a problem. Okay? Am I right about that? Yeah. Right? Okay.
There's no Zika to
what?
There's no Zika to Levi.
Right.
There's no connection to Levi.
Right. In other words, if even in a case where what's the case? It's going to be called. It's going to be called the case of Nolad v'Achar Kach Yibum. Reuven died, then Levi's born, then Shimon decides to do Yibum. Then Shimon dies. Says Reb Oshia, Levi can also marry either one. according to Reb Shimon. Okay? The difference is nolad v'achar kach miyabein, or miyabein v'achar kach nolad. When is Levi born? Is he if he's born after Shimon does Yibum, nobody disputes. If Shimon holds, it's not a problem of Bola Olam. Why? Because when Levi's born, Shimon's happily married. And then Reuven's out of the picture. If Levi's born before, the Yibum takes place, then Bepashtas, Reb Shimon would agree, that's the case of Lola Olam. Says Reb Moshe, no, even if Shimon holds, even there it's not a problem of Lola Olam. Why? Because he was born before the Yibum took place. Mimai, how do you know that? Midiktani, well, it said in the Mishnah, Mishnah Yisera, Baba Beresha. The Mishnah said an extra case. The Mishnah said a case not necessary. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that in a case where Levi is born before Yibum, right? Levi's born before Yibum. The Mishnah said this case. Levi's born before Yibum, right? Again, Reuven died. Shimon's waiting. Should I take Yibum? Should I do Yibum? What should I do? And then Levi's born. What did the Mishnah say? That's the case of Lola Olam. Laman Katani Lo. Who is that said for? Who holds that? Ilei Merabbanon. If the Rabbanon hold that, 1 minute. Hashta Yavam Ulbasov Nolad. What about Yibum and then he's born? What about a case where Yibum is done and then Levi's born and then Shimon dies? What do the Rabbanon say?
He's out of the picture.
What do the Rabbanon say in that case? Can Levi do Yibum? No.
He's happily married. Why should he bother?
According to the Rabbanon.
Died.
According to the Rabbanon.
Shimon died.
If you don't get this, you're not gonna, this is the easy part of today's stuff. If Levi is born, listen to this. There's two situations. Reuven is married. Reuven dies.
Right.
Shimon's debating what to do. There's two scenarios. Either Shimon does Yibum on Reuven's wife and then Levi's born, or Levi's born and then Shimon does Yibum on Reuven's wife. And then Shimon dies. The Chachamim hold, even if Levi is born after the Yibum, and then Shimon does Yibum on Reuven's wife. They're married for 3 years together, happily married for 3 years. Then Levi's born. Then Shimon dies. Can Levi do Yibum?
No.
No. The Chachamim say no. Right? The Chachamim say no. Shimon says yes. The Chacham say no. So 1 second. If that's no good, then a case of being born before Yibum, I need you to tell me that's good? What kind of Havmin would that be? How would that be good? This is the opposite. Right? Why? Because Hashta, Yibum, if this Yibum done, Ulubisov Nolad, and then he's born. Tichi Ashkechei Dead Teira Ashkechei, when Levi is born, Rishim was happily married to Reuven's wife, and still he can't do Yibum, right? Asir Rabbanon, the Rabbanon hold, that's a problem of Lola Olam.
Right.
So Nolad, if he's born, V'achakach Yibum, and then Yibum takes place, Mibaya, I have a question about that case. Of course Yibum, of course I can't do Yibum. Right? So why did the Mishnah say it? Right? It's Elalav. It must be.
Must do Chalitz in that case?
What?
Must do Chalitz?
No, nothing.
No
Yib, no Chalitza, nothing. Elalav, it must be the Reb Shimon Itzrich, that it was necessary to take this case for Reb Shimon's purposes. Right? Vitana Resha, and the Resha mentions this case, Lodiach HaKocho de Reb Shimon, to tell you how makel Reb Shimon is, says Reb Oshia. That even if he's born before the Yibum, there's no, it's not a problem of Lola Olam. Vitana Seifa, and we mentioned the Seifa's case of what? Of Yibum, and then he's born. Lodicha Kocha de Rabbanon. To tell you how machmer they are. That what? That even if he's born afterwards, it's still a problem. Why? Because Shimon's married to Reuven's wife. Levi never saw Reuven. It doesn't make a difference. It's still a problem. Ubedin hu deliflog of Shimon Beresha. Really, if Shimon was going to argue right away in Beresha. What's the case of Dereisha? The case of Dereisha is Nolad V'achar Kach Yibum. Right? He's going to argue in that case too. Ella gomarle Rabbanan ad mesayim l'masayu. Rabbi Shimon had manners. He waited until the Rabbanan finished their whole story. V'hadar pligi, v'hadar palagalayu. Then he argued. But really he argues in both cases, says Rabbi Oshia. Okay? So one second. If he argues in both cases, this is really what Mr. Schiffer was asking earlier. Ella eishes ach shalo haya ba'olam o heichim mishkachas la. Rabbi Shimon heichim mishkachas la. How do you ever have a case of lo l'olam? How did it happen? According to Shimon. According to Shimon, how do you ever have a case of lo l'olam? So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you how. Bechad acha, one brother, umis, and he died. In other words, Reuven is married to a woman, and Reuven dies. What's Reuven's? Reuven doesn't have any other siblings. Right? Reuven doesn't have any other siblings. He's passed away. What happens to Reuven's wife? What happens to Reuven's wife?
Nothing's on.
Nothing. So her life goes on. She can marry Reuven's wife. What about 6 months later, now that Reuven has a brother? Now what?
Nothing.
No, the answer is nothing. Why? Lola olam. That's the only time that Reb Shimon...
But it has to be that way. There's no other way.
Exactly.
Because if she gets married, what is it now? Does the kids abandon her?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to make him do chalitza now.
Chalitza now.
No, that's crazy. So we said it's not darky noam, right? It's not nice. Right? So, Bechad Acha, one brother, umis, and he died. Then, Vinola Loach, then he got a brother later. Right? That's the only time. Inami or, you have another case. Inami or, betray with two brothers, lo yibim, velomis. He didn't do yibim, but he didn't die. In other words, what's that case? Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven's married to Sarah. Reuven dies without children, right? Sarah falls to Shimon.
He's not marrying her.
He's not marrying her, and then Levi's born. Okay. So now Levi can't do yibim on this woman.
No,
right? Of course not.
It's Levi just, can't do it because the same
way
though.
Exactly. That's the only other way it could happen. Okay? Good? So far so good?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so far so good. Here we go. Bishlomo yibim v'achakach nolad. It makes sense to say that if yibim is done and then Levi's born, I understand why Reb Shimon allows yibim from Levi for Levi. Why? Because dechi mishkachas be'etera ishkacha. Because when Levi grows up, when Levi was born, Shimon was happily married to Reuven's wife. It's mutter. Yeah. Why on earth? Yubin took place already. So why should Levi be? Why should Levi not be able to do yibim on Reuven's wife? Why not? Why not? Ella, if you hold the other way, no lad, but if he's born first, v'yachar kach yibum, and then yibum happens. In other words, Reuven died, Shimon's debating what to do, and then Levi's born. Now we said that even if Shimon would hold in that case, then Shimon does yibum, then Shimon dies, Levi can do yibum. What's the reason for that? My time, what's the reason for that? Right? What's the reason for that? The answer is, Kasavar, Reb Shimon holds, Yesh Zika. There's a Zika. So the fact that Levi is born before Shimon does Yibum, it's like he was born after Shimon did Yibum.
In terms of Zika.
In terms of Zika. The Zika is so strong, it's like they're married already. Therefore, when Yitaka does Yibum, and then Shimon dies, Levi can go ahead and do Yibum. Only according to Reb Shimon. Only according to Reb Oshia. Nothing going on here. This is a Rabbanon. This is Reb Oshia explaining Reb Shimon. Only Reb Oshia, which we're going to reject today. Only Reb Oshia explaining Reb Shimon, because the answer is Yesh Zika. This is a Zika, and Vizika Kiknus and Damia. A Zika is like you're already married. So just like Reb Shimon said, Reb Shimon agrees. He says black and white. If they're already did Yibam and then he's born, it's okay. So too, even if before Yibam he's born, it's okay. Why? Because it's a Zika. Got that? So the verse is 1 second. Maskevul Rabbi Yosef. 1 second. Hashta, Zika, v'maimar. If there's Zika and a maimar, misapkale Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was not sure. I kikinus adamya, ilav kikinus adamya. Reb Shimon wasn't sure. Is he married or not? Is that a good marriage? So Zika lechudim mebaya, but Zika alone, he is sure. Now we're going to go explain where was Reb Shimon not sure in a case of Zika and Maimer to ask this question. And Zika without Maimer, he is sure, which makes no sense.
Maimer is a Zika.
Correct, and he still wasn't sure. So now without Maimer, he is sure.
Yeah.
How could that be? So what's that case? Maihi, what's that about? Ditnan. There's a Mishnah later on Daf Lamed Aleph. Shlosha Achin, three brothers, Nesuin L'Shlosha Nashim Nachrios, and they're married to three non-sisters. Right, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are married to three sisters from
non-sisters.
Three non-sisters. Umeis Echad Mehem, and one of them died. Okay, Va'asaba Hasheni Mimer, and then the Sheni did Mimer. Right, and then the Sheni did Mimer. Right, then the Umeis. Then he also died. Reuven died. What happened to his wife? She falls to who? To Shimon and Levi.
Right.
Shimon does Mimer. Doesn't do anything else. But then he dies. Right? Now, then what happened? Then what happened here? Then Hare Elu, these two women, right? Choletes v'lo misya bemeth. They can only get chalita, they can't get yibum. What? Now, mina Torah, what?
Because he had his zika when soon he made the mimer.
Once Shimon, now Shimon by the way had his own wife, right?
Right.
So once Shimon did zika, did mimer on Reuven's wife,
right?
We're not sure if they're married, right? We're not sure if they're married. Therefore, what?
Had a zika.
So what? So what?
We said before.
So what? It's two. They're not sisters.
They're
not sisters.
Co-wives.
What?
They're co-wives.
Why? Let the third brother. No, let the third brother do even to the other one who was not the mimer. Here's the problem.
What? The problem is the Gzeira. Rav Shimon has a Gzeira. Now, it could be that Levi could do Yibam on both of them.
There's also a Torah here.
There's nothing wrong with them. There's no Isurim. Levi was alive. Levi was alive. Let's say Reuven died, and then a day later Shimon died. Right? Can Levi do Yibam on both women? Absolutely. They're not related.
Supposed to,
exactly. What's the problem here? The problem is that Shimon did Mimer. So we're not sure. By the way, we're not. Ooh, look at this. We're not sure if Shimon did. If Shimon's Mimer counts or not. We're not sure. Because it's only the Rabbanan accounts. Right? We're not sure. Okay? You hear what's going on? Let's say it does count. Can Levi do Yibum on both women?
Again, why not?
Because let's say it counted. Let's say Mimer counted.
Mimer counted. So,
yeah. So then Shimon is married to how many women?
Two.
How many women did you do Yibum on?
One.
So if Mimer counts, can Levi do Yibam on both women? No. What if Mimer didn't count? Then he can do on both. Says Shimon, we're not sure. I'm not sure. If I allow Yibam on both, you know what's going to happen? People are going to say, you can do Yibam on both wives.
So instead of saying Elu Cholzus, why didn't say just do Yibam on one?
What?
Instead of saying that both Cholzus, they could say you're allowed to do Yibam on one.
The Gemara has answered that question.
Yeah.
The Gemara doesn't answer that question. But you hear the problem? It's a Gzeira.
I have the problem with Gzeira, but it doesn't really make sense.
Why?
It makes sense. Unfortunately, if a person has two wives, both of them have that option of being the one to have evil.
Correct. You really asked the new here.
Why do you ask the same question?
Do you imam one?
As a regular case.
Right. So Rav Shimon says, both of them have chaletis v'lomas yabemes.
Because there's a slight
zika, and therefore we're not sure, so we're not going to allow. So Shinema, like it says, Umeis Echad Mehem, Yivama Yavo Aleha. Misha Aleha Zikas Yibam Echad, only when you have one Zika, Velosha Aleha Zikas Shneyim, not when there's two. Okay? Rib Shimon Omer, Rib Shimon says, what are you talking about? What Marcel, what Mati said, Miyabim Ezebed Shiyirta, you can do Yibam on either one, Vecholet Lishneya, and do Yibam on the second one. What's the big deal? What's the problem?
He answers this. He's not married.
What?
Because one of them is not married.
So what? But the two brothers definitely died.
Correct.
Let's say Mimer's good. Right? And he takes two women. Does he on one chalitza on the other?
Now,
the halacha is he has to do chalitza on the other.
Exactly.
One second. Let's say Mimer's not good. You do Yibam on one and chalitza on the other. If Mimer's not good, that's what you have to do. I mean, you could do chalitza on both, you could do yibam on both. You could do one on one. Says Rav Shimon, do one on one. What's the problem? You're doing an extra chalitza?
Exactly.
Okay, I don't know if it's a big deal.
I don't know. That's
so let's see if that's a big deal.
I don't know, it's funny, but he says, I saw him love Mishul Tsarasa. In that same case, he says, the Bedina, that's the second, the wife, Asura Lo Mishum Tsarasa. There is a Sarah here.
Wait, yeah? There's Chalitz on both, is the same thing.
Correct.
There's a possibly one
not,
extra.
But it's not how it's done. You do it, you want.
No, he's saying here on both. Chalitz Lo Mishum Tsarasa.
That's a Tanakamba. Chalitz, both of them get Chalitza. No question about that. They both get Chalitza. Why? Because we're not sure.
Right.
Reb Shimon says, I am sure. Do whichever chalitza you want. And then the second one has to get chalitza. Now, Yivu me tarvayhu. Lo, you can't do Yibam both. Why can't you do Yibam both? Says Reb Shimon. Why can't you do Yibam both? Dilma yesh zika. Maybe there's a zika. Vahavishte yivamos. And it's two women. Habos bibayit echad. Coming from one house. Which is no such thing. Right? To do Yibam on one, to let the other one go without Yibam. That's also not an option. Lo, also not an option. Dilma ain't Zika b'kiknusa. Maybe there is no Zika. Right? And if there is no Zika, it's two separate women coming from two separate houses. You can't let one go off scot-free. Alma, what do you see from here? Misapkale. He wasn't sure what to say, Reb Shimon. That is genuine suffix. Now, the Chacham had the same suffix. The Chacham were much more different. They said, no, both Chalitza. So we all had, why that? Says Reb Shimon, no, you don't have to be so crazy. One Yibam and one Chalitza. Why? I'm not sure what's with Maimer and Zika. So, I'm not sure with Maimer and Zika. So Zika alone, are you sure? You want to tell me? Really, Midaraisa? You can get away with doing one and the other one going off scot-free. Right? Why? Why would that be true? Maybe because of Yesh Zika. Right? So really, like, both married to him.
Can he pick anyone?
Yes. Yes, he can pick anyone. Umidrabanan hu da'asr, and only the Rabbanan is a problem. Dear Mishum Shema Yamru, Shte Yavamos, Abbas Mishte Batim, Chavim Yadmav, Vidach Miftra below Klum, because people might get confused and they're going to say, wait a minute, why is one going off scot free? They're from two different brothers. What's going on here? People are going to make a mistake, right? That can't be true. Why? Because Vaha, time of Reb Shimon, Mishum Maimer. Reb Shimon's problem had to do with Maimer. Mishum Maimer, Velav Maimer who? The question was Maimer, right? Kidatanya. Amar lehem Reb Shimon lechachamim. The Reb Shimon said to the chachamim, this is in a brisa. Im amaro shel sheni Maimer. If the Maimer of Shimon, to Reuven's wife, was good, then Eishes Hasheni hu boel. Then he's marrying a real woman. The Maimer shel sheni ain't a Maimer. And if it's not a Maimer, Eishes Rishon hu boel. Then he's marrying Reuven's wife. In other words, it's not a Derech Derabanan. Nothing to do with that. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, when there's a Maimer and a Zika, he wasn't sure. So how can he be sure when there's a Zika without a Maimer? Okay? Good? Amalei Abaya, so Abaya answers, V'lo shani lach bein Zikas Yavam Echad v'Zikas Shnei Yavamin? What? There's no difference. This is the same thing. There's no difference between a Zika of one Yibam to a Zika of one Yavam to a Zika of two. Dilma ki amar Reb Shimon Zika ki knusa damya. Maybe when Reb Shimon held that Zika is a valid marriage be Yavam Echad when there's one Yavam. Like what? Like our case. What?
And not two
brothers. Our case, there was one brother. What happened? Reuven died. Shimon's waiting what to do. And then Levi's born. So before Levi's born, and Shimon's only one brother. Shimon's only one around. So of course there's a Zika. Of course he'll hold there's a Zika. When does he have all these Savekos? When there's two brothers. What happened? Reuven died. And Shimon and Levi are over here. Then what? Shimon went ahead and did Maimer. What's the process story now? That's when Shimon had a suffix. Why? Because it's very hard to say there's a Zika. We had this yesterday. When there's two brothers, they both have a Zika. The Zika is much weaker.
Two halves? Like,
yeah, exactly. But when there's only one brother, what do you want the guy to do? Of course it's a Zika. He's the only brother. Right? So it says Abaya. Lo shani lach bein yavam zikas yavam echel zikas shnei yavamim. You can't. There's no the same time. It's the same din. One yavam and two yavams. Dilma ki amar of Shimon zikas kiknusa damya. When does Rav Shimon say zikas kiknusa yavam echad? When there's only one. All these Shimon's only one here. All right. Levi's going to be born in a few days. But right now he's not here. So of course it's a zika. Aval shnei yibin. But if there's two brothers, lo, there'll be no zika. Right. Okay. Got that?
It's a simple concept.
So far, it's a very simple concept. Okay? So Rabbi Yosef answers back. One second. Me, Shani Le, Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon makes such a big difference? Vatanya. Reb Shimon had a, you know, Reb Shimon make, does make it such a big difference? It's not true. It doesn't make a difference. Vatanya, the Hatanya, we learned. Klal, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said a big klal. What's his big klal? Kal, Shaleda, Kodemet, Linesuin. If the Leda precedes the Nisuin, meaning three brothers, Reuven died, Shimon is waiting what to do, and then Levi's born. If the Leda precedes the Nisuin, right? Lo choleches v'lo misyabemes, right? There's no chalitza, and there's no yibum. Okay? That's a Tanakama.
On any of those.
That's a Tanakama. But that we know, that's old news.
On any of Shimon's wives.
On any of Shimon's wives, no Yibum, no Chalitza. Why? Reuven's wife is Lola Olam, and Shimon's wife is a Tzara of that. That's a Tanakama Shita. Right? Nisuin Kodem Lola. No, this can't be. This is Reb Shimon talking. I'm sorry, this is Reb Shimon talking. Kol Haleda. One second. Kol Haleda Kodemus Lenisuin.
Yeah,
right?
It's definitely connected.
Lo choleches v'lo misyabemes.
Right.
Right? But, nisuin kodem l'leda, then o choleches o misyabemes. Okay? My love, aren't we talking about b'yavam echad? Aren't we talking about one yavam? V'katani, lo choleches v'lo misyabemes. So Rav Shimon doesn't make any sense here. According to Rav Oshia, this makes no sense. Why can't Rav Shimon not do chalitza? According to Rav Shimon, why can't Levi not do yibum or chalitza? Why not?
Which case is this?
He was born and then Shimon did yibum.
He did yibum after he was born.
Correct. And we said, Rav Oshia said, that in that case, Rav Shimon would allow yibum, and yibum or chalitza. Now he says neither one. That doesn't make sense. That's not Rav Shimon Shita. So the Gemara asks, my lav b'yavam echad, v'katani lo chaletzes v'lo mesyabemes? Lo, we're talking about Shnei Yevamin. There's two of them. What do you mean there's two of them? There are four brothers. There are four brothers.
Oh, it's three plus a baby.
What?
It's three plus a baby?
Correct.
One's Vavalo.
Right. So Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers, and Reuven's married to a woman. Reuven dies without children. They fall to Shimon and Levi. They fall to two people now to do Yibum. Right? Then another brother's born. Then another brother's born. So what happened?
The fourth brother's in Bolaylam anyway.
What?
The fourth brother's in Bolaylam.
He's not here. Not according. Remember, according to Reb Oshia, according to Reb Shimon, a brother born at this stage could do Yibam.
Right.
However, this member of Reb Shimon says no Yibam and no Chalitza.
Right.
Why? Why? Because there was a fourth brother, right? Yeah. What?
How does that make a difference?
I'll tell you why. Then Shimon married Reuven's wife. Because I'll tell you why. When Reuven died, there was a Zika. There was two brothers left. Shimon and Levi were both there. Then Yehuda's born. Then Shimon says, I'll do Yibam. Right? Then what happened? Then Shimon says, I'll do Yibam. Then Shimon dies. Right? Then Shimon dies. Then what happened? Then Levi marries her in Yibam. Then Levi dies. Now what's the story with Yehuda?
He was born already, right?
He was born before Shimon did anything.
But it was a love by
Levi. He's supposed to give a chalitza.
What?
He's supposed to be having those.
So you're saying lo chalitza v'lo misyabemes.
What?
You're saying lo chalitza v'lo misyabemes in this case.
Right, one second. Right, so the zika of two brothers didn't count.
They're gone.
What?
Because they're gone.
No, it didn't count because there were two. Therefore, Yehuda had no connection to anybody.
And else.
What?
Somebody else.
Therefore, Yehuda's local letters for Lomas Yabemet. I, Reb Shimon, held that even in such a case, there could be, and not when there's two brothers. You hear that? Good? Aval, be Yavam Echad. What if there'd be only one Yavam? Mai? What would the din be? Hachanami, Ocho Letes, Omis Yabemes? Right? Right? As Reb Shimon holds, Ihachi, then Adetani, when Reb Shimon said, Nosin Kodman Leleda, Ocho Letes, Olis Yabemes, when we said that Reb Shimon holds, if the baby's born first, you can do either Yibim or Chalitza. Why? Because the Zika is so strong. If the Nesuin's Kodim Leleda, he also holds it's okay. Liflog Lisni Bididei, so you can make a Machlokas in the very same case. Let us bring another case that has more brothers. Right? When do we say that the third brother's Asur? That's Bishnei Yidman. When there's two other brothers. Aval B'yavam Echad. But if there's one brother, Ocho Letzes Omis Yabemes. Now let's make it simple. So the Gemara says, no, Kula Bishnei Yidman Kamairi. In all cases, we're talking about two Yavams. So the Gemara says, V'elamai Klala. What do you mean Klala? I'm making a rule, says Reb Shimon. What do you mean I'm making a rule? Doesn't make sense. Right? It sounds like it's never okay. That's not true. When he says, Klala Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon makes a rule. It's always the case is what? There's no Chalitza no Yibim when a brother's not born. That's not true. It's only true when there's two brothers that are already alive. Not when there's one. V'od, also, Masa Reb Oshia. Reb Oshia asks a question on who? On Reb Oshia? So there's Tosfos, there's two Reb Oshias. One's a Tana, one's a Namura. Right? Right. So Reb Oshia asks a question on Reb Oshia. That what? Shlosha Achen, three brothers, Shnayim Mehen Nasu Zoshtei Achoyos, two of them are married to two sisters. Oh, Leisha, Bita, or
a woman and another daughter.
Okay, this is the hard part of today's daf. Ready? Or one's married to a woman and the other brother's married to her daughter. Oh, or Isha Ubas Bita. One's married to a woman, one's married to a granddaughter. Oh, Leisha Ubas Bina. Or one's married to a woman, married to a granddaughter. Elu chaletz hari elu chaletzes v'lo misya bemeth. No chalitza and no yibim at all. Why? Because when Reuven and Shimon die, they're both going to fall to Levi. They're both heirs to each other. It's a mother and a daughter. So there's no way that Levi can do yibim on either of them. The tzar is to each other. The zikuk is to each other, and therefore there's no yibim and no chalitza.
No, okay.
What?
Yeah.
Right? Elu choletzes v'lo misyabemes.
Why nothing?
What?
Why not nothing? They're free.
What? No, but they're not in the same marriage. Reuven was married to the mother. Shimon's married to the daughter.
Right. So how can Levi...
Well, they die... Well, 1 second. So when did they die? Think about it. Reuven died. Then this woman falls to Levi, Nibum. Okay. And not Shimon, because Shimon's married to the relative. Shimon's married to this woman's daughter. Can't happen. Why can't Levi do Yibum on this woman? Why can't Levi do Yibum on this woman? The answer is, he can. But what if Shimon dies the next day? Now what? Now there's a problem.
Yeah.
Right? So now there's Chalitza, no Yibum. Says Reb Shimon, Poter, Reb Shimon says, no Chalitza, no Yibum, no Chalitza. Nothing, zero. How could that be?
What do you mean? There's no, make no sense to have Chalitza. Why it's Chalitza?
What do you mean? Well, you can't marry her.
Then there's nothing.
Well, no, but that's only when they fall to him at the same time. Here they didn't fall at the same time. It's not the same marriage.
One was okay for a while.
What? Yeah.
One was okay.
One was okay for a while, right? Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's married to the mother. Shimon's married to the daughter. Reuven's in a car accident, and then a month later, Shimon's in a car accident. But during that month, nothing happened with the Yavam. They're waiting around.
You have to wait anyway.
But now there's a problem. Now you can't marry either one. They're heirs to each other. So the answer is, you have to do chalitza, both chalitza no yib. Says Reb Shimon, you don't have to do anything. That doesn't make any sense. How can Reb Shimon say you don't have to do anything? But if you hold zika matters, then liyavim kabaisa v'tifter idda. Marry the first one, and the second one is nothing. The answer is, they died at the exact same time. Amar Vamra, bye. So that's the final answer going to be. They died at the same time, and according to it, we have this question of Efshel Tam Sim, can you make it exact? The answer is yes. My Amar Vamram, my Poter. What does it mean, Poter? Nami Poter Bishnia. Okay, we need a chart for this.
She's an Erva.
We are never going to finish the staff today.
She's an Erva anyway.
What?
Isn't she an Erva?
Pass it around. My Shni, what do you mean?
And the second is an Erva. It's not a Zika, it's nothing.
But they didn't fall at the same time.
I understand.
That's going to be the answer.
But the reason that she can't marry him is because it's an Erva. A sister, a daughter.
You could marry one of them. My Poter, Poter Bishnia. What does Poter mean? You Poter the second one. What does that mean, second one? What does that mean? So here we go. Ready? We're going to read the case very quickly. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. I'm reading the bottom in the Hebrew. Reuven, Shimon, Levi are achim. Reuven, Shimon, Levi are brothers. Nasu Reuven, Vishimon, Zug, Achayos. Reuven and Shimon marry a pair of sisters. I'm doing sheet Kuf Nun Zayin. Reuven marries Rachel. Shimon marries his sister Leah. V'chein also Nasu Eim Ubita. They also marry a mother and a daughter. Reuven marries Sarah, and Shimon marries the daughter Rivka. You see that?
Yeah.
Now, Meis Reuven below Bonim. Reuven dies. Who falls to Shimon? Two women who he can't marry.
Rachel and Sarah.
It's his wife's sister and his wife's mother. Two Erevas. What about Levi? Levi could. Levi's not married to anybody. He's a single boy. Right? Levi can marry either one. Right? V'naflu nasha liyib lufnei Levi. Avalo lufnei Shimon. Not in front of Shimon. Shari shtei nasur to love. Rachel misham achas isha. V'sari misham chamasar. Sorry, it's the mother-in-law. Right? Good? U'machakach meis Shimon below banim. Now Shimon dies. V'naflu gam nashal v'nei Levi liyabim. All four women fall to Levi in Yibam.
What a lucky guy.
What?
What a lucky guy.
Right?
No, now you can't.
The case has to be that nobody's yet married them. So they're all falling to Yibam without anybody actually making them.
Right.
Right.
Now, ready?
Then it's not allowed. So it's
1 second. Can you marry one of the four?
No.
Why not?
Because they already have.
Harei Lirab Shimon. Levi miyabim is achas minashay Reuven. Rachel Osara. Right? Levi could do Yibam on either one of Reuven's wives.
This all happened at the same time.
No, it didn't. Reuven died first.
Okay.
Then Shimon died.
It has to be a progression.
Right? So Reuven can marry, so Levi can marry one of Reuven's wives. Now, Valeya and Rivka, Neshei Shimon, Shtein Peturos Michalitza Ve'ibum. They're both Pater.
Because they're Ervis.
Mishum, Shemrotza Levi Miyabim as Rachel. If he wants to marry Rachel, Nechshevet zikasa kiknusa miyad b'misas Reuven, right? They're immediately married, right? Shei Reuven is kako liibum rak milevi, only Levi, because Shimon couldn't marry them because he was related to everybody. Ukishemes Shimon, and when Shimon died, nifteres Leah. Leah became Potter. Why did Leah become Potter? Because Levi and Rachel had a zika. Because Reuven died first. Makes perfect sense. Now, Mishum Achos Ishto, Virivka, Rivka is the daughter from the other relationship, Nifteres Mishum Tsaras Achos Ishto. She's a Tsara, right? Oh, Imratza Layabim es Tsara, if Levi wants to marry Tsara, Nechsheva Zikasa Kiknusa, so then Levi has a connection to Tsara, and Bemisa Shimon, and then when Shimon died, Nifteres Rivka Mishum Bas Ishto, Rivka's done, and Leah's Mishum Tzara's Bas Ishto, and Leah's a Tzara to that marriage. You hear that? That's what Shimon meant when he said, that's what Shimon meant when he said, Potras Ashdia, you're pastoring the second marriage.
So why would the Rabbanon argue on that?
What?
The Rabbanon argue on that?
Yeah.
The Rabbanon hold, Rabbanon hold, they both get Chalitza. That's what Rabbanon held. They both get Chalitza.
Shimon's wives.
Instead of what?
Instead of one, according to Rav Shimon, you can marry one of them. So what happened? The Gemara said, according to Rav Shimon, you could poter, nothing. Poter, nothing. So the Gemara said, what do you mean poter, nothing? Why can't you do Yibam on one of them? Right, so we're not talking about a case where Reuven died and then a month later Shimon died. We're talking about this case where there's so many other problems. So even the Chachamim would agree to this. They would agree. Why not? You can marry one and then the other three go away. Right? That when he said the other one, he meant the other two wives. Okay? Make sense?
Makes sense.
The problem is... What? The problem is, the Gemara says, Katari Rava ba'ar bezuge. Rava made a mistake. Because Rava, really we're talking about four relationships. Chada, first of all, let me tell you why I made a mistake. First of all, the O Katani. It said O. What does it say? O shtei achayos, O isha ubita. Remember how we said that case?
Yeah.
A guy marries either a wife, either two sisters. Two brothers and two sisters. Or a man and a daughter. Or a man and a granddaughter. It said O. The only way to make that happen is if there are four marriages. To each brother is married to four women. That's the only way it's going to happen. And also, V'od, also, Reb Shimon poter ba'ar ba'asa mi'bayle. Reb Shimon should have said, you potered all four cases. What's that? All four cases. What's that case? That's the next picture. So if you see Reuben and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, which are sisters. And they're also married to Sarah and Rivka, which is a mother and a daughter. They're also married to Bilhah and Bilhah's granddaughter. And they're also married to Zilpah and Zilpah's granddaughter. Each one is married to four women. You see that picture? You see that? Huh?
How did that come up?
You see that picture?
Why couldn't it be three wives?
Because that was the case. The case was four. Right?
They create four cases.
According to this case, Reb Shimon holds that Levi, and the same thing happened. Reuven died, and then all these women cannot fall to Shimon because every single one of them is related to one of Shimon's wives. So the four women of Reuven's family all fall to Levi. Then Shimon died. Now, eight women fall to Levi. According to Reb Shimon, you could do Yibam on one of Reuven's wives, and the other seven
all
go away.
Fall
all fall away. Got it? They all fall away. Because everyone is a Tzara.
What's the Ben and Abbas in between?
Because he said the Bilhah had a son, one had a son and then a daughter, and one had a daughter and a daughter. Right? The Gemara made a difference between a son and a daughter and a daughter and a daughter. Same thing.
He has a choice of one of eight.
Right? Tanya. V'od, also Tanya. Reb Shimon poter b'shtein min ha-chalitza min ha-yibam. Reb Shimon potter, in some funny case, both of them from chalitza and yibam. Shenemar v'isha l'achoz l'asik l'chatzvar, b'shah shenas u'tzvar zu l'zu, lo yei l'kuchin afil l'achas min. So in such a case, you can't even marry either of them. So if two sisters fall to yibam, you don't marry either of them. So this can't even be right anyway. So the whole thing is not right. Elo, you're right. El amar v'ashi nafal b'zer ha-chazeh ha-chanami. You're right. If they fall one after the other, if Reuven died and then Shimon died a month later, right? Then you're right. The first one gets Yibum and the second one does not go off scot-free. No way. Why should she go off scot-free? She got to get either Chalitza or Yibum. Right?
Well,
there's no Erva. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are married to three non-sisters. Reuven died, then Shimon died later, right? Ella, what's the case? Hachama Yiskinon, the Nafal Bavas Achas. They died at the same time. Reb Shimon Savarla Kabir Yosek Lili the Amar Efshe Lotzam same. Right?
You get pain, but the Orthodox was two sisters with four, the third brother.
Okay, fine. Efshe Lotzam same. What's Efshe Lotzam same? It's possible to say that they both died at the exact same second. They both died at the exact same second. Oh, at the exact same second, then they fell together. If they fell together, it's a problem. Therefore, Reb Shimon held. Therefore, Reb Shimon held that what? That the two brothers died at the exact same time. Therefore, they're tzaros, they're zikos, and therefore, Reb Shimon said they're both pater. That's why they're both pater. Okay? Now, all that was to say that Reb Shimon held that even in a case of being born and then Yibum taking place, even in that case, right? Even in that case, what's the story even in that case? Reb Shimon holds, there's no problem of Lola Olam. Now Reb Papa's going to say it's not true. Reb Shimon never said it in that case. He only said it if Levi was married, if Shimon was married to Reuven's wife before Levi was born. Okay? So the truth is, we're very behind. Tomorrow's Amud Beis literally will take us 5 minutes. Tomorrow that we're having daf at 6 o'clock. Maybe we'll start at 6 o'clock on the nose. Maybe we'll try to observe here a few minutes before to we'll get really started, and then we'll do daf chaf. All right? Everyone have a very good day.
Want the sheets back?
No, you can keep it.
Wow. I look nice.